Meanwhile, investors on Wall Street were in a darn good mood today. That was due in part to the news from Europe. Leaders there say they've taken a major step towards solving their ongoing debt crisis. Today in Brussels, they announced a three-point plan to help Greece and keep the problems there from spreading throughout the eurozone. Despite positive market reaction on both sides of the Atlantic today, some are grumbling that Europe's answer may be too little too late. From Brussels, the world's Clark Boyd reports.
In recent days, there's been a lot of skepticism about Europe's ability to deal with its economic crisis. Officials in the United States and China, two economies with strong ties to the European Union, were paying particular attention. But in the wee hours this morning, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso claimed success.
I made it very clear that Europe needed to deliver a comprehensive response to the sovereign debt crisis. And I believe that now we have a very solid way forward.
So what exactly is the plan? First of all, private European banks that hold Greek debt would agree to slash it by 50%. Second, those banks would also raise more money so that they could remain solvent if other countries threatened to default. And third, a European bailout fund for economies on the brink would expand to $1.4 trillion. A few days ago, a European official promised that the EU would come up with a bazooka to tackle the economic problems. So, is this EU agreement that bazooka?
I think what they put on the table is, at best, a rather old-fashioned bow and arrow. This is a water pistol.
Johan van Overtveld is the author of The End of the Euro. He says that slashing privately held debt will help Greece, but not as much as people think.
Greece will still be left with a deficit for this year and next year of at least 8% of GDP, which is still huge, and which will oblige the Greek government to keep on doing cuts in expenditures and to keep on increasing taxes, which means that the Greek economy will remain in recession and the situation will just remain more or less the same.
It's also not clear from the EU announcements where banks will get the money to shore themselves up. Will it come from EU governments? Will it come from the bailout fund? And speaking of that bailout fund, EU leaders say they want to more than double it. But James Medway of the London-based New Economics Foundation asks, double what exactly?
It has really quite limited resources of its own, but it has a lot of promises to pay from the various European powers behind it. And of course, promises to pay money can evaporate very, very rapidly.
People predicted this when the euro was introduced.
That's Lutz Ebring of the Free University in Berlin.
This is simply the result of having a common currency without a common, fiscal or economic policy, without a common centralized mechanism that controls how the money is spent. So every country goes out, overspends. I mean, they've all, Italians overspend. They say, well, the German taxpayers are probably going to bail us out, or somebody obviously can't allow the system to collapse.
Ebring says that one good thing about the current crisis is that it's forcing countries to come to terms with this. It might, he says, mean that more economic policy integration, not less, is on the horizon in Europe. But then again, none of it might happen without a country like China stepping in.
We
support the serious methods taken by the EU in tackling the current challenges, said a spokeswoman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry today, and we'd like to deepen our cooperation with the EU and confront the challenge together. Some say China might agree to use some of its significant cash reserves to help boost Europe's banks or the IMF. It could also use some of that to buy up, say, Greek state-owned businesses slated for privatization. But for Johan van Overtveld, the notion that Europe can't get itself out of its own mess is what he calls the end of the dream.
I feel very sad about this whole situation, but we've come to a point where this European construction has been built on so many promises that were half empty or only half full, depends on whether from what side you look at it, that the day of reckoning has arrived. It is no longer accepted by the markets and by the rest of the world in general that we go about our affairs in that way.
EU officials caution it will take time to finalize and implement today's agreement. The last increase in the Eurozone bailout fund took months for all the national parliaments to approve. But as one EU official tried to remind everyone, this is a marathon, not a sprint. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.